T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, joining the show is Odyssey NBA insider Brian Scalabrine. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Brian Scalabrine joining us. Hey, Brian, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. You guys?
We're doing great. Let's start with Tuesday's game between the Suns and the Warriors. I know you watched it. Just give me some of your thoughts on what you saw.
Well, the thing is, the Suns, I don't think they have a weakness. You know, I don't think they're like a great. When I use the word great, I'm talking like totally exceptional. How are you ever going to stop this one thing in particular? I don't think they're great at everything, but I think above average at everything as far as like guarding the ball, off the ball, rim protection with DeAndre Ayton. They move it, pass the ball well, shoot it from three, the role players. Like this. So they're a very good team. And, you know, like to say that Steph Curry's going to do that over a course of a series, I can't imagine that. So I do think that if the Warriors were playing them in a playoff series, I'd probably take the Warriors. But I will say the Suns, just across the board, they just look like a really solid team right now. And I'm wondering, you know, when the Warriors play them this Friday, I think we'll see probably a better example of what to expect from Golden State going into that game on Friday.
Scal, believe it or not, man, I apologize to everybody affiliated with the Suns. I disrespected them. I mean, you're right. They don't have a weakness. And if you look at the progress from the big guy, Ayton, I mean, you're a big. I've been telling Steiny, I'm rooting for James Wiseman so bad, Scal. When he does debut this year, I know the world is cruel and we try to come up with, you know, quick opinions, but how many games is it going to take for you or anybody to where it's okay to say, okay, he's took that next step? I mean, in the real basketball world, what are you looking for from James Wiseman to see if the improvement has taken place?
Yeah, so I don't know what was up with Kevon Looney the other day, but he just didn't look like he had that lift. Like, and you need that athleticism. And the thing that you can argue whether you think James Wiseman is going to be the next this or the next that. The one thing you cannot argue is at that position, he's one of the most athletic guys in the league. So I just think having that athleticism, surround that with Draymond Green and all the things that Draymond does, you know, I think it's going to be, I do think that those guys could be a pretty good combination. So I'm looking for James Wiseman maybe in a month, maybe 6 weeks, you know, of playing, for him to completely go to another level. And I think he'll, just like how everybody else has benefited off of playing with Steph Curry, like he'll benefit from playing off Steph Curry and playing with Draymond Green. But the biggest thing is, like, they need some more athleticism at that position. And I would say from the Warriors' standpoint, that probably is their only weakness now. Wiseman could sort of shore that up when he comes back.
Yeah, because I think at times, Scal, the Warriors can look small. You know, Draymond is a phenomenal defender, but, you know, there seemed to be times in that game where once Ayton got a little deep, not even Draymond can stop him when he gets, you know, that close to the basket.
Yeah, I agree, and I think that jump hook is money, and he has soft touch when he does it. So, yeah, I mean, if you had to say the Warriors and the one weakness that they have, I would say is probably, rim protection or just having, you know, size in that restricted area. And Kevon Looney should be playing 15 minutes a night, maybe 18 minutes a night, playing as hard as he possibly can. So maybe Wiseman can help that and make that thing happen when he gets back. But, it's going to be one of those things. Like, Wiseman is not going to come back and beat David Robinson, you know, in the, this probably not even this year. But, you know, I think for the Warriors, can he be a contributing player? Can his athleticism be next level when you're talking about going into a playoffs? But you're going to need to have Wiseman for all types of playoff runs when you're, you know, going to have a guy, you know, at the rim, you know, guarding the rim.
Scal, this may sound crazy, and again, you're the NBA player, so you know the mindset. But I'm up here feeling like after that game, Phoenix won two games. And the reason I feel like they have house money tomorrow is Devin Booker, a big part of their offensive game, did not play the second half. He won't be out there tomorrow. But regardless of what happens, Phoenix can say, we beat you and he didn't play the second half. Yeah, we came to your building, but we didn't have him. Anything to that?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit, but I could say, so Devin Booker getting hurt would be like Steph Curry is not going to go 4-for-21. So I can't imagine what, like the one thing the Warriors, regardless of who, if Devin Booker plays, you know, or doesn't play maybe the Christmas Day game, they got to figure out how to get Mikal Bridges off of Steph Curry. So that's where I think the world wants to see this too, is we obviously know what Steph can do, but Bridges did a phenomenal job against him, and the Suns did a phenomenal job. So we'll see if Curry goes off on their defense. Now you know, like, all right, it was just a one off. Whether like if they score 120 and the Phoenix Suns, you're right, score 100, well, you can blame it on Booker. But the way the Warriors were shut down is, I think, what the Phoenix Suns are kind of holding their hat on, saying like, our defense is so legit, Mikal Bridges is so legit. He's the guy that's going to be, you know, assigned Steph Curry. And if he does another thing like he did the other night, but by the way, he stops everybody he goes against. So this will be a big challenge for the Warriors and Curry to see how, you know, they can free up Steph and let him go off, or at least take advantage of when they're putting two on him 30 feet from the basket.
Yeah, Scal, one thing that always gets me is, you know, Curry went 4-for-21. It was his worst shooting game ever when he took 20 or more shots. And, you know, there's always a contingent that says, well, he's just missing open shots. He's just missing. It had nothing to do with Phoenix. Well, that's ridiculous. But, you know, I look at that game as, did Phoenix do a phenomenal job? Yeah. But, you know, it was the kind of game where Curry would still usually go 7 or 8 for 21. Now, I don't think he could have gone 13 for 21 in that particular game because they defended him real well. But, you know, he's not going to go 4 for 21 again.
No. I agree with that. But, you know, Steph Curry can have 40, and it could be a tough 40. And we've seen Steph Curry have off nights, and he got wide open shots. This was not Steph Curry just having an off night. This was great defense, but, and you know, like he lives for this kind of stuff. Like, you guys know Steph. Like, this is like why he plays basketball. He loves the challenges of this type of stuff. So he'll be licking his chops, you know, waiting for Friday to happen. But, you know, I would say from a strategy standpoint, you know, getting Iguodala back, getting Klay Thompson back, like the Warriors have a lot of growth to go to. It's not just the Phoenix Suns saying no Devin Booker. Like, these guys are going to be a lot better as well. And, you know, the one thing that we can say for certainty is it looks like these are the only two teams in the Western Conference. Forget the Utah Jazz right now, who's up and down. Forget the Lakers. I don't know what's going on there. Like, these two teams are so head and shoulders above everybody else. So if we got these two teams in the Western Conference Finals, no matter what happens tomorrow, what happens on Christmas, everybody's going to be like, man, this is must-see TV. This is the series that we all have to watch.
Scal, I agree. That was going to be my next question to you. But my other one is, I'm listening to you the other night called Boston Philly. I feel like I'm sitting right next to you. My man Doc Rivers, what play call was that? Why wouldn't you throw it to Embiid to win the game? You give it to Tobias Harris to dribble the clock out. Is that on Doc?
No, that play was designed. That play was designed to go inside. And Al Horford's smart. And you guys know, like, Draymond Green is smart, too. He knew, like, Al Horford knew, like, Jaylen Brown is on Embiid right now. I don't care what happened. I'm not going to let this pass go. And that's why Al Horford, when do you ever see guys pressuring the ball with 4 seconds left? So Al Horford's next-level intelligent. He started pressing Tobias Harris, and Tobias got nervous and started dribbling. But if you watch that play, that's exactly what Doc wanted. He wanted to switch. He wanted Embiid. and B would have got the catch with 3.5. They had a bunch of shooting on the perimeter,
right,
and he would have been one-on-one against Jaylen Brown. So that was on Tobias Harris. But Gibb, and you guys see it all the time, like what Draymond Green does is pressuring the ball, high hands, deflections. Al Horford, not as good, but he does the same type of stuff with a high IQ.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Scal, thanks as always. Look forward to doing it again.
Sounds good. See you guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.